No, the pasuk says not like that. Talmud Loima Shivas Yomim Yilbosham Hakoyin Tachtu Mibonov Ashe Yovo Eloyomoyid. It's like for 7 days the son of the Kohen Gadol should take over. But Mashma, when did the son take over? Only by a Kohen Gadol Ashe Yovo Eloyomoyid. Only to a Kohen, like a Kohen Gadol, that has the right to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like the Kohen Gadol, like Koponim and Yom Kippur, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So by such a Kohen, it's said over this halacha, that the Bonim take over after him. So we dashin, Mi Shiroyo Lovoy Eloyomoyud. Only by a Kohen Gadol, it's said this halacha, that the Kohen Gadol has the right to go into the Oyomoyud, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like Rashi says, L'chata B'Kodesh B'yom HaKippurim. Is Olavani Yoyim Elochor Tachtov Mibonov. Shebno yiatachtov, that the son takes over. Of a yotzezeh she'en a row, to lav kohen godlhu. Mashenk and the koyach meshuach, his sins, he does not go into the kodesh kadoshim, therefore his son does not take over. That's what the Brisa says. Now the question is, the yim isa, if you hold like Rav Dimi, that what at the kohen godlhu, that the kohen meshuach mechoma, the one that's appointed to go to the mechoma, also has the right to wear the eighth godlhu, not the kohen godlhu. If he wears the eight begodim, he should be roy to go into the oil merid also. So why isn't his son take over? And Rashi says, V'yemisa, tevechess begodim hu mishamash kol hashana, that the kohen meshuach mechoma also wears eight begodim, hainami mechsechozi, he should also be able to go into the kodesh kodashim. Why? Tevechsev b'yom ekipurim, the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, v'chiper ha-kohen asher yimshach oisai, that the Kohen that has Mashiach, he's the one to do the Avodas Hayoyim. V'asher yemale es yodoy. Now, v'chol milu yodayim, ayidei ha-begodim. What's called milu yodayim, he filled up his hands? That means he wears the special eight begodim. Is ayidei ha-begodim, who can receive, v'bidi ha-kodim, asher li-yaron. So it comes out, really, that whoever has the right to wear the eight begodim, he should have the din like a Kohen Gadol, that he could also do the Avodas on Yom Kippur. So now it's a kasher on this pasuk. Why do we dash in this pasuk to say only the son of a Kohen Gadol takes over the father's position when his father is a mace, if he's a Mamala Mokum, but not the son of a Kohen Meshuach Mechoma? Why not? According to Rav Dimi, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechoma also has the right to use the eight begodim, so he should also have a right to go Lefnai Lefnim on Yom Kippur to do the Avodim. So why doesn't his son take over? Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Hochi Komer. This is the Pshan this Braisa, that we dash in. When does this pasuk talk about that the son should take over the father's position? If the son is able, is roi, only when the father's position was, the ikka position was, to go into the oyamoyed. That's why we appoint the Kohen Gadol. The ikka appointing of the Kohen Gadol is in order to be able to do the avoid of Yom Kippur, to go into the oyamoyed. But this one is not like that. The Kohen Meshuach Mechoma, the special Kohen that we appoint, to go to lead them by the war, to give them divrei chizik, she'ikim mishichosu l'mechoma. The main purpose why we appoint him is not that he could go and do the avoid in the yoyim moed, because we have already a kohen gadol. But the ikka purpose of appointing this kohen is that when they have mechoma, they have war, he goes out in front of them, and he gives them divrei chizik, says these psukim. So since his ikka mishicha is for the purpose of mechoma, this pasuk does not apply to him. Therefore, the son of a Kohen Meshuach Mechoma does not take over his father's position. When his father is mace, so they wait. The next time they have to go to war, Stam the Bezdin picks another Kohen Meshuach Mechoma. Nothing to do with his son. And it could be the Pshat is like, it's not a din in the father, like, a Kohen Gadol, the din is, this person is appointed, he always has a Shein Kohen Gadol. A Melech, calls him on his life, he's called the Melech. So Melech, the din of the person, the son takes over. Mashenkin, the Meshuach Mechom is not like he's called a special Kohen. As the word is now, when we have Mechom, we need him. When we don't have Mechom, it's like we don't really need him. So therefore, a son doesn't take over his position. It's not the same thing like an appointed thing that you're always in that position. Right. It's not a din, you have to have one all the time. It's only that B'Shas Mechom, you have to have one. So therefore, like when there's no wartime, it's not really a din to have him. So therefore, his son doesn't take over his position. For the more mace, we have a kasha. Mashuach Muhammad, the locher is this kohen that's appointed to lead the war, is Eina Mishamish Loi Biyarbok Kohen Hedjit. When he does the avoidah the rest of the year, in the kitzah, he can't do an avoidah. He can't come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring kabonis. Why? Because he can't wear four begodim like a kohen hedjit. And loy bishmoni like a kohen gadol. He also cannot come in and do the avodah like a kohen gadol and wear the eight begodim. This is enough on a kashan Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, no, the kohen mashruch mechama does wear eight begodim. Amalei Abaye, Abaye answers back, very good. Elo zar mishavis lei mamonashach it shred his brayser anyway. Like, what are you doing to the guy? You're making him a zar. He was a kohen mashruch mechama. He was a chashav a kohen. And now you're telling me that throughout the year he can't do the avodah with four begodim and he can't do the avodah with eight begodim. So you mamash make him like a zar. It's zicha na mestafer midirais is a zar. Midirais is zicha choshev a kohen. Ella, what do you have to say? This is only a din de rabbonin avodah. The sword is like this. Ke kohen gadol mishumeva. It's really, it's like Rav Dimi said. Really, this kohen mashruch mechama, when we appointed him and made him something choshev to lead the war, he has a locha like a kohen gadol, that when he does the avodah now, he has to wear his eight begodim. He has to wear the eight begodim, really. But the reason why we don't let him do it is mishumeva. In other words, we don't let two kohanim do the same type of avodah with the eight begodim. There'll be a hatred one with the other. So midirabbanan, we don't let this kohen mashruch do the avodah with the eight begodim. But midiraisa really should wear the eight begodim, like Rav Dimi says. But now it's very good. Kohen hedyit, I let him do the avodah like a kohen hedyit. Let him just wear four begodim. That the svar is no, we can't let him. Mishumalin ba'kodesh v'loy maridin. A person can only go upwards in kedusha and can't go downwards. So once we appointed this kohen for a special position, he's called the kohen mashruch mechama. He's the one that leads the war. That's a choshev position. He went higher than a regular kohen hedyit. And once he went up, he can't come down anymore. So to do the avodah like a regular kohen with four begodim, we don't let him. And really, midiraisa din is like Rav Dimi says, he's supposed to wear eight begodim. Just midirabbonim, we don't let him wear the eight begodim, mishum eva, as if to say the kohen gadol will be angry at him. Yeah. What? There's no such thing. Either you wear four, you wear eight. There's nothing in between. Omalei Ravacha Barava, the Rava. So that Rava said to Rava, Fahai Tana, I'll bring you right, is still not like this. It's still Shver of Dimi. Fahai Tana is a Tana, the Lesle Eva. He does not hold from the Sfer of Eva. Bring your Raya, Tana is not afraid of Eva. He'll let two people have to use eight begodim. There's no kasha of Eva. And still, V'loi Ka Meshamish. And still, I see not like Rav Dimi, that a kohen mashruch mechama does not do the avodah with eight begodim. So then there's a kasha in Rav Dimi. If you're telling me now, midirais, that the kohen mashruch mechama should wear eight begodim, I'm going to bring you a braisa that says not like that. That holds clearly he does not wear eight begodim, even though this braisa is not afraid of Eva. We're allowed to have two people use the eight begodim. So if so, if the kohen mashruch mechama should use eight, so the kasha is why not? It's a kasha in Rav Dimi. The Tanya will learn like this. Devorim shebein kohen gadol kohen hedyit. These are the differences in halacha between a kohen gadol and a regular kohen. So the gisa should be par. Skip the word kohen mashiach. It should be upar habu akol mitzvahs. There's halacha of any Jew, any yid does the chet. So he does the chet b'shoigig. He has to bring a korban. Now there's a difference if you're a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyit. Rashi says par kohen mashiach. That means koyim mashiach. That means a koyim gadol. Shechoto behelam davar. V'yosa davar shechayov malzoni korus. If he ate chelif, b'shoigig he ate chelif. Something that b'meizid yichayev korus. The locher is maybe par. The koyim gadol has to bring an ox. For your hedyut mashenk and a koyim hedyut maybe kisve brings a sheep. Or yisira or a goat. Kishar yochish of Yisrael. Like any other yochid, if you do a chet. That you chayiv a korban chatis, you bring either kisva or a serum. You don't without have to bring a par. Mashenkin, the kohen gadol, when he does the chet b'shegeg, that's mechayiv a korban chatis, he has to bring a par. So that's one difference. Vaito par yom kippurim. The kohen gadol has a special par to bring on yom kippur. He has to bring a special par like we had in the parak before. The asira sefer. Every day of the year, we have to bring a special mincha, asira sefer, that we divide up half in the morning and half bein haboyim. Every day a kohen gadol has a special mincha. Loi pareya. When it becomes an oinein or an oval, if it's mishpach, one of the mishpach is nifta, the din is loi pareya. Shrashi roshi. He's not let his hair grow. Legadol ser machmas avelis. Now he has the mitzvah for the kohen gadol to take a haircut. He always has to look nice, the kohen gadol. Hu adin v'loi poirim. He's not allowed to rip his begodim. When it comes to shit avelis, he's not allowed to rip his begodim. That's a din dafka in the kohen gadol and not in the kohen hedyit. The kohen hedyit has a loch like anybody else. not to cut his hair and to rip his begodim. Avol poirim hu melamata. But a kohen gadol rips a little bit his begodim on the bottom. Rashi shipule begodim, like the hem of the begodim on the bottom that he rips. But the kohen hedyet he rips like anybody else on the top of his begodim. V'ein metame l'kroivim. A kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame to his own kroivim, his own father that's mace. He's not allowed to go to be there by the shasta kfura. He can't touch his father. Umashenken the kohen hedyet for the seven kroivim, he's allowed to be metame to them. Umetsuve ala b'sula. A kohen gadol has a special loch. He's only allowed to marry an isha that's a b'sula, that's not a bula. Umuzer ala almona. Who adin is not allowed to marry an almona. If an isha got married to somebody, even though they only had eris and they didn't have nesuyin, she's still a b'sula. And then a first husband either dies, she's called an almona. Still, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her. A regular kohen hedyet could marry her, but a kohen gadol is not allowed to. Umachzer es ha-ratzeach. The loch is if somebody kills somebody b'shoigeg, that they say goes into the Ori Miklat, and he stays there until the kohen gadol dies. When the kohen gadol dies, then the person goes back home, and only the kohen gadol dies and not a regular kohen. Rashi machzer ha-ratzeach b'misosay. Umachri voinin. A kohen gadol has a loch even though his father died, he's an oinen before the kfura, he's still allowed to do the avoida. Ma'ashenken the kohen hedyet is also to do the avoida. Aber v'yeni oichel. That is a loch, even though an oinin could do the avoidah, but because the money is an oinin, they didn't bury the mace yet, that night, that the first day, he's not allowed to eat from the korban. V'yein a chelik. So who adin at night time, when they give out the chelokim, he does not take a chelik. Because the loch of taking a chelik of the korban is, if at the daytime, when you did the avoidah, you had a right to eat the meat, so at night time, you get a chelik. But if you didn't have a right to eat the meat, but daytime, at that night, you can't eat either. So therefore, the kohen gadol does not get a chelik. He don't get a chelik. In Russia, the vein a chelik. Kishu oinein lechol erev. He doesn't get a portion to eat it at night time after he's an oinein. Kishu tavar aninus. The amrina b'svachim. The parents full yoim. Horoya lachila chelik. Shein horoya lachila gain a chelik. If you're able to eat from the meat, b'shasta shchit, b'shasta korvin, then you get a chelik at night. But the kohen gadol, he was an oinein. Even though the chiddush is, he's allowed to do the avoida, but still he's not allowed to eat the kachim right now. So then at night time also he doesn't get a chelik. V'noita chelik b'roish. But a regular kohen gadol, when he's not an oinein, when it comes to get a portion, he's the first one to get the portion. He gets it first. U'makriv chelik b'roish. He has the right to come and bring the korban first also. Rashma first for parakama. Like even though it's not his, all the other kanim have a base av, they have a special time when they have a right to come in and do it. Mashenka the kohen gadol has the right any time he wants, he could come in and say, here I am, I'm going to do the avoida. Umeshamesh b'shemayne kelim. A kohen gadol does the avoida wearing the special begodim. Mashenka the kohen hedyet only wears four begodim. Upoter al tumas mikdash kadoshu. If a kohen gadol by mistake was tumming and went into the base of Middish, he's potter for the korban. He's potter from the parsha of Tumas Middish Kadoshev. How do we know this? So Rashi says the Gemara in Hurrius dashins psukim. So Rashi potter at Tumas Middish, for Hurrius nafgalon, mikro the perak basra, for kula hach mas nisu the forest losen. They're so bright that the Gemara then Hurrius explains it, how we know all these halachis. But I call upon them, these are the differences between a kohen hedyet and a kohen gadol. Vaita, v'chol avoidus yom kippurim einon k'sheres elaboy. All the avoidus of Yom Kippur has to be dafka with the kohen gadol, and it's possible with a regular kohen. V'kula noheges b'mrubim begodim. Even though at the beginning a kohen gadol was muneh tuch meshicha, they used to pour the shemen on them. It came a time when they had no more shemen, so then how did they appoint the kohen gadol? Stam b'mrubim begodim. Stam the fact he wore the eight begodim. So a kohen that wore the eight begodim had all these halachis. Chutz mi par habura kol mitzvahs kulan. A chutz this one halacha. Now that we say if a kohen gadol does a chet b'shoigig, he does that's mechuyev a korban chatis. He has a special par to bring, not a kisva and a sira. That was only said on a kohen gadol that was appointed through Mashiach when they poured the shemen over him. But in the later derus when they didn't have any more shemen, they only appointed him with the eight begodim. He had a loch like any other kohen hedyet. Like any Yisrael, they only brought a siva or a kisva for his korban. And this also, the Gemara explains in Hurrius how we know this. And Rashi says, Merube begodin, kahanim gedolim sheshimshu miyom shenigna shemen amishcha. After they hid, after the bayis rishon, when it was gone as a shemen amishcha, So hoyel lehem lakuna gedol ala briba begodim.
What was special about a kohen gadol? Some the fact that he wore the special eight begodim.
So such a kohen had all these differences. Chutz mipar abor kol hamitzvus. The Mashiach tziv boy. After we say the kohen gadol has to bring a special ox for the korban a par, that's only a kohen Mashiach. The pasuk says the Mashiach. He was appointed b'duch shem. They poured shemen over him. Oil. The Yafa gav the gabi asiru seifun nam Mashiach tziv. I the pasuk says the kohen gadol. Bring a special mincha every day. It also says kohen Mashiach. It's Rabbi Namim Ruba Begodim. Here we say the Chiddush, even Ruba Begodim also has this halacha. Mivi Akoyim, Meteres Kanim. The Teres Kanim dashes like this. Avol Akoyim dechsiv gabi par abo akol ha-mitzves, itzvech le-gufei. Ketatayin of Teres Kanim, Mashiach Yochaz e-melech tam lo-mekoyim. So the kids, that's the halacha. But here's the difference. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't have any more the Shemen, he's only appointed through the Ruba Begodim, he has all these halukim, achutz from the par. If he does a chet, if he eats chelev, b'shoigeg, chelev, he doesn't have to bring a special par, but he brings a regular chatas like any other yid, a kiswar or a siva. Yeah. Be a siva sefer. The kula negas of Meshuach Shavar. That's before. The kula negas of Meshuach Shavar. Because the parable of Hamitz. Now. The kula negas of Meshuach Shavar. Here's a locha. Let's say you had a kohen gadol and it became tamei on Yom Kippur. So locha is we appoint a second kohen gadol to finish off the avoda, and then when the first one becomes tor again, he goes back into position, and the first one, the second one goes off position. That's called the meshuach sheovar, that he was appointed a kohen gadol, but he went off. In other words, he was only appointed because the first one wasn't fit. But when the first one becomes roy again, the second one goes off. So the second one has all the halachas that the first one has. Chutz also only one difference. Mipar Yom Kippurim. That when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah says you only have to bring one par. So only the Ikur Kohen Gadol, he brings that par. The Asir Seifer, who are then the special mincha that's brought for Kohen Gadol, the Torah's mashed from only one. So the Ikur Kohen Gadol, he does it. Masha'in Kain, all the other avoidis, this Kohen, even though he was Ovar, he was taken off position, still does. In other words, this second kohen now does the avoda with the eight begodim. Just like the kohen gadol wears the eight begodim, this kohen also wears eight begodim. So we see clearly this tan is not afraid of eva. We're not afraid of hatred. So even though there's one ikur kohen gadol, we still let the second kohen gadol also do the avoda with eight begodim. So we see clearly he's not afraid of eva. And still this brisa says, ve'kulon ein noheges b'meshuach mechama. All these differences are not noig by the special kohen that's appointed to take care of the mechama, the meshuach mechama. Chutz mechamish dvarim. Only five things that he have also. Five things special applied to the meshuach mechama. You know what the Yahamur Mapasha? Loi pareya. When he becomes an ovil, he doesn't have to cut it. He doesn't have to let his hair grow. He's allowed to take a haircut. For loi purim, he can't rip his begodim when he becomes an ovil. Can't make kriya. For loi metam alakroivav. At this point, he has lach like a kohen gadol. He can't be metama to a seventh raven, like a kohen gadol. Or mitzuv ala b'sula. Who are then when he gets married, he's only allowed to marry a b'sula and not a bula. Or muzer al halmona. He's not allowed to marry an isha that was married, even though she was only married b'erisin, and then her husband died, she's still a b'sula. Still, this kohen can't marry her. Or machzer esaratzea k'dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says when a kohen meshuach mechama dies, any person that went to the Ori Miklet, because he killed somebody, b'shegig, he could also go free. The Chacham Marim, the Chacham say no, ain't a machzir, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not let the Orem Miklat go free. Only a Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Meshuach. But I call upon him, what do we see here though? We see clearly this Tana holds, that a Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not do the avoid with eight begodim. So it's clearly not like Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi started off to say, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does the avoiding with eight begodim in the Yeraisam. And here this Tana holds clearly he's not afraid of Eva. Because he holds when you have two Kohanim Gedolim, like when the first Kohen Gadol was Tomei, so we point to the second one. When the first one becomes Tor and the second one goes down, he still does the avoiding with eight begodim. I want to be afraid of Eva. How could you have the second one do the avoiding with eight begodim? The first one will be jealous. No, he's not afraid of Eva. And still we see the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he does not have the right to do the avoda with eight begodim. At that point, he's like a regular Kohen Hedyot. He only has five halachas different, but not this halacha.
Here it's clearly not like Rav Dimi, according to Kashra and Rav Dimi. According to Rav Dimi, why doesn't this Tana hold that the Meshuach Mechoma does the avoided with eight pagodim? So Gemara answers no. I tell you, Midiraisa Vadir this Tana is also masking to Rav Dimi. Midiraisa, the claim Meshuach Mechoma has the right to wear the eight pagodim. And the reason why it doesn't do it is only Midirabonin. Mishum Eva. Aye, if you're afraid of Eva, that the Kohen Gadol will hate him, why do you say when the second Kohen Gadol goes off position, he can still do with eight pagodim? Why doesn't the first Kohen Gadol come to have Eva on the second Kohen Gadol? The Teretz is, Ki Lesli Eva, when does the first Kohen Gadol not be angry, not be able to have hatred upon the second one, Bidikav Osei? Only if he's the same match. In other words, the first Kohen Gadol knew a king of Kippi was Tommy. When he was Tommy, he can't do the Avodah. So they appointed a second Kohen Gadol. So he realizes that second Kohen has the chshivas of a Kohen Gadol. So even though after Yom Kippur, when the first one comes Torah, he takes back his position, but since the second one was a Kohen Gadol, so he realizes that. So he's not going to be angry at him if he does the avodah with eight pagodim, because he was like me. True, he's a Kohen Gadol, he has a right to use it. If he's equal with me, I'm not going to be angry, jealous of him. By the Kohen Meshuach Mechoma, he never got to the status of a Kohen Gadol. True, he was lifted up higher than a Kohen Hedyot, but Azoy Choshev, a Kohen Gadol never reached. So if you're going to tell him that he's allowed to do the Avodah with eight pagodim, even though Midirais he's allowed to, but Midirabbanan, though, they were afraid of Eva. They're afraid that Kohen Gadol will come to have hatred to this Kohen Meshuach Mechoma, because he's not really as Choshev as me, and he's still going to wear my eight pagodim, it's going to bother the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, Mishum Eivam, the Rabbanan said he's not supposed to do the Avodah with eight pagodim. And now, Enechanami, he can't do the Avodah with four, because Malam Bakodesh Vloy Meridim, so Lamaisi can't do the Avodah at all. But it could be, still like Rav Dimi, that Midiraisi is allowed to do it, it's only Midirabbanan that is not allowed to do it. So the Mar Yosef Rabavua, Ukom Malolo Hoshmaitito. Rav Avuha came and thought over this halacha, Rav Dimi's halacha, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechoma has the right to wear the eight pagodim. He said it over Mishmed Rav Yechanan. As Rav Avuha said it over in the name of Rav Yechanan. So the ma'aseh was Ahadrinu Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asli Apayu. In other words, they both turned their head around as if to say we're not masking, as if to say we hold Rav Yechanan never said it. The Rashi says Kolayma Lo Yomer Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan never said this. And he could the army something like this. It wasn't Rabbi Avuha that said it, but rather it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. We'll soon see the difference. Some said the ma'aseh was that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amru said over, that he said over the same din of Rabbi Dimi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechoma wears the eight begodim. V'yadrinu Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asli Apayu. And they both, they didn't argue, they didn't say no, they just turned around the head. It was a nice way of saying, we don't agree with you. But they didn't say the Pharisees, we don't agree with you. They just turned around their head. For the Gemara, like, why? Maskiv lo Rav Papa. Papa asked the Kasha. Bishleim Rav Avuha. Bishleim, if you could tell me the first girsa, that it was Rav Avuha that said over this memra, Mishum Yikra Devei Keser. So you know why the other two Amoraim didn't tell him in his face you're wrong. They just turned their head. Because they had a lot of respect for him. Because he was respectful by the king, by the Vekesem, so they didn't want to embarrass him. In front of the king, like, they wanted to give him covered, so they didn't want to say, no, you're wrong. So they just turned around the head. That's all. The Rashi says, Rabbi Avuha choshev hoi bebeis ha-melech. He was very choshev in the king's house. Kodiyarmin himself the chagiga. Nesui aponim, going to Rabbi Avuha, Vekesem. He was special by the king. So therefore, the Talmidim here, the Amoraim, didn't want to like embarrass him, didn't want to start up with him. So therefore, when he said something, even though they held he was wrong, they didn't tell him, they just turned around their head, as if to say, we don't agree with you. Elo le Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, but if you tell me the story was, that the Chiya Bar Abba was the one that said over, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like Rav Dimi, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechoma has the right to wear the eight begodim, and they argue, Neimru lei Meimur, why didn't they say clearly, Lo Yom Rabbi Yochanan Hochi? Like, how could you say Rabbi Yochanan said it? No, we know for sure Rabbi Yochanan never said it. Like, why didn't they tell him back with Hamish? Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it. So Gemara says like this, Ki Yossi Robin said, Omar, Nishalitma. When Robin said Enechanami, he said over that when Reb Chiya Bar Abba said over this memra, he didn't say that he wears the eighth begodim, that he never said. But what he said over, Rav Dimi meant to say, in the name of Rav Yechon is, Nishalitma, that from the Koyim Meshuach Mechoma, he has the right to ask, from the Urim Betumim. Just like the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol creates from the Urim Betumim, who are then the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo also has the right to ask from the Urim Betumim. And when he asks from the Urim Betumim, then he talk has to wear Zayt Begodim. But then Echanami, when he's not asking from the Urim Betumim, he does not be Meshamesh with Zayt Begodim. Rashi says, Ki Yosu Rovin Omar, Lav Meshamesh Behen Itmar. He had never said over the Memro that the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo has the right to do the Avodah the whole year wearing eight Begodim like the Kohen Gadol. Ela Nishal Behen Itmar. That means Begodim Shur Kohen Gadol. Meshamesh Behen Meshuach Mechamo Nishal. Kishi Yotzel Mechamo. When the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo goes out to war, and he wants to ask from the Urim Betumim Ashayla, he wants to ask the Urim Betumim, are we going to be Masliach or not? So halacha is when he has to umetumim, you bedavka have to wear these eight begodim. V'nishal b'umetumim, shamelech nishal loy v'hen. The king is going to ask the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, are we going to win the Mechamo or not? So the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo will soon see, looks at his choshen that he's wearing, and asks the choshen. So the Kohen Meshuach, that's what he said. He has the right to ask the umetumim. And when he asks the umetumim, true, then he has to be wearing his eight begodim. The choshen also. Mashenke, when he does the irregular avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, then Enechnami doesn't do the avodah with the eight begodim. So therefore, this price is no stira to Rav Dimi, and Rav Yechanan is not a stira to Rav Yechanan. Enechnami, he never said the din that he has to wear the eight begodim. Right, the Tana Rabbon. Ketzad Shoylin. How do we ask Taka from the Umbetumim? A Kohen Gadol, or like we just said now, a Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, they have the right to ask a question from the Umetumim. How do we ask the question? Is HaShoyel Ponov Kal Penishal? The Shoyel, the one that wants to ask the question, he faces the person, the Kohen Gadol, that's going to ask the question from the Umetumim. Another one that the Mishnah said, a Melech could ask the question, an Avbezdin could ask the question, and Tzorche Tzibur. Something they get into the Tzibur, they have the right to ask the question. So who do they ask the question to? That's called the Shoyel. They ask the question to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol asks from the Umetumim. Now, v'hanishol, the Kohen Gadol, or else like we just had the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, when he's B'shas Mechamo, and the Melech comes to ask him the question, now he's called the Nishol, he's going to ask the question from the Umetumim. How does he stand? V'hanishol, how do they stand? Ponov klape shchina. His face has to be facing towards the Shechina. So what does that mean, towards the Shechina? The Shechina, Rashi says, Klape Urim Betumim. He has to be facing the Urim Betumim. V'shem ha-mefarish v'teich ha-choshin. What's called the Urim Betumim? That's the Shem ha-mefarish, the Ksav, that was put inside the choshin. So here it's very modern. We're saying now the Kohen Gadol has to wear the choshin. So where is the choshin? On his breast here. That's where the choshin is. So what do you mean he's facing the choshin? So the pshat is, he has to be looking down at the choshen, that's what it means. His face is facing towards the choshen. Like he has to look down like this at his choshen plate. He can't start look straight in front of him. The Kohen Gadol has to be looking down and facing his choshen. That's what it means. Now, Hashay Eloimer, the Melech, whoever comes to ask the question, says, Erdoiv Achrei Hagadut, Hazer. In other words, should we go to have Muhammad? Should we go and fight this army or not? Now via Nishal, the Kohen Gadol around the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, Omer says like this, Koyamar Hashem Olo, Behetzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you can go up and have Hatzlocha. That's the way he answered back. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Ain't Tzaruch Leimah Koyamar Hashem. You don't have to start off to say Koyamar Hashem. Elo Alo Vatzliach. Just say, go up and be Matzliach. If that's the, we'll soon see how he knows that. But if that was the answer, you'll be Matzliach, all you have to say is, yes, go up and you win the war, you'll have a tzlocha. Weiter. Ein shoyelin v'kol. When you go to ask, you don't have to ask with a loud voice. You don't scream the question loud. Or you don't ask the umbatum very loudly. Shenem the pasuk says, v'shoyeloi. You should ask him. In other words, when the melech comes to ask the question, you only have to ask the Kohen Gadol, that's all. He has to hear, nobody else. The pasuk says, like, v'shoyeloi. You'll ask the Kohen Gadol, only him, and nobody else has to hear the question. But v'loi mahara b'liboi. You have to speak out the question, though. You can't just be Mahara, think about it in your heart. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'sho aloi, you have to ask him. And we dash in lefnei Hashem. In the same way, like you talk tefillah in front of Hashem, that's the way you have to ask the question here. Ela kederach sh'om rechana b'tfiloso. The same way Chana davened to Hashem, that's the same way you ask the question. Shenema, it says by Chana, V'chan hi midaberes al libo, ain't, yeah. So she was talking low to her heart. In other words, she was talking it out. She spoke it out like by tefillah, by Shimon Esrei. You're supposed to speak it out. You can't stop thinking in your heart. You have to speak it out. But speaking it out could be very low. It doesn't have to be loud. It could be low. Ain't shaylin shnei devarim kechad. You don't ask two questions at one time. When you come, the melech comes to ask a question. You have to ask one question at a time. The im shoyl, and if the melech asks two questions, ain marzirin elechad. You only answer back one. The ain marzirin loy elarishin, and which one? You only answer the first question. That's all. Shenema, the raya is by David Melech that it said hayastiruni bale kilo biyodai. Am I going to be given over to the bale kilo? Are they going to take me? And Hayerid, should I go down? Hayerid Shol, should I go down there? So David really asked two questions. Should I go down there? And if I go down there, would I be given over? So Yemer Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to David, Yerid, that's all, you should go down. So he didn't answer him two questions, he only answered him to one. That's the right. If he asked two questions, you only get one answer. Referred to Gemara, Avavu Amrit Ein Machzir V'Nel Rishon. But he just said you only get the first answer. And here David got the answer to a second question. Like his first question was, am I going to be given over to them? And the second question was, should I go down there altogether? And the Umatum answers back, yes, you should go down. But Lechura, that was the second question. And we just got finished saying, when he asked two questions, you only get answered this first one, not the second one. The Teretz is like this. David, the Teretz is David.